Hi, everyone, and welcome to American Truth Finders. I am Neil Douglas, and I'm your host for the show. You know, we got a different show lined up for you tonight. And I'll tell you what, first of all, let me give you our phone number, because this is important. We're going to have a call-in show tonight, and we're going to talk, and I'm going to probably rattle some cages, and I really don't care, because I want to hear from you. And I tell you what, the number is 888-627-6008, and that's free from the United States and Canada. I might want to add that. That's 888-627-6008. And if you want me to, I'll repeat that. I probably will during the evening. And you can actually post or blog me at my website or email at americantruthfinders.com. which is my website. You can message me on Facebook as I'm on the air, because I will respond if you're a little bit shy about calling in. And so just, you know, just go to Neil Douglas' Facebook page, message me, ask me a question, and I'll, you know, just, you can give me your first name, or you don't have to give me any name, but I'd rather have at least a first name. If you're going to call in, do me a favor. Just give your first name and what state you're calling from, or what country you might be calling from, because that way we can kind of get an idea. But I'm going to tell you what, I normally don't talk about anything mainstream media. Tonight I was going to talk to you about HAARP and HAARP's dangers. And I know there's some listeners out there that are familiar with HAARP. There are many that aren't. You know, as to what HAARP is all about, but we know that it was developed and is in was started in Gakona, Alaska, and this has been many years ago. But anyway, I tell you what, for those of you that are listening, I want you to think about something. In the past, you know, I've kept everything that's not media. And that's my style, because media talks about everything except what the people are thinking about or wanting to know about, et cetera. They're brainwashing you. Let me put it that way. And if you don't think you're being brainwashed, then there is something radically wrong, because I'll tell you what, we are. It's called mind control, in my mind. And I'm going to ask you, for those of you that are thinking about this, or maybe not even thinking about it, do you even think or believe there is such a thing as mind control? And if so, I want to hear your opinion on how is mind control, you know, what has it done? You know, what's happening? How is it done? How is it happening to you? And I'm going to tell you something. There's so many ways, subliminal messages. And I'm going to tell you that you turn on the TV every day, and I'm going to tell you what, there has been, what do I want to say? So much controversy on mind control, because when you think about mind control or subliminal messages, it's the movie theaters. It is movie theaters. Well, let me tell you what it is. And it's now on TV. It's on radio. Maybe it's even being done through radio frequencies without us even knowing. Now, I know I'm talking conspiracy type talk to everybody, and you know, some conspiracies are true, some are not. I'm just going to tell you that mind control is real. Now, we did discuss that when Karen Schoen was on, and we talked about the fact of Common Core, cradle to the grave. So I want you to know that this is not a make-believe story. And if any of you out there have any thoughts or any ideas, I want you to tell me about it, because I want to hear, and I think our audience wants to hear. I don't think you want to hear me talk all night long, until the end of my show. But if you do, I can go on and on and on and on. Just ask anybody who knows me. I can rattle on forever. Believe me, I have no issue or any problem. If you want to talk about politics, hey, we'll talk about politics. You want to talk about what's running, what's going on right now in the country that like the mainstream media is talking about? We'll talk about it. And I'll tell you something right now. Here's my personal opinion about that. I'm stepping away from mind control for just a second. But anyway, I'm telling you right now, I am telling you, we are a little over a year away from an election. And I know there are those of you out there who have already picked your candidate. I don't care which party. I'm not interested in parties. I'm talking about your candidate. And my question to you is, we've already had two debates. And here this is, well, the first one was what, a month or so ago. And then the second one was just recently. On candidates who wish to be the next leader of this country. And I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, you are making a mistake at this point. You are making a mistake at this point because nobody knows at this point even who's going to be in the election. And let me ask you something about that. Let me ask you something about that.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, Ilana Freeland. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you. My goodness. Here I am trying to wing this show and trying to, I was even going to get people involved with politics tonight, which I don't ever do. I just got a message from Billy, and he is in the hospital, but yeah. He wants to have our engineer call him so he can be on the show, and we'll have to connect with our engineer. And matter of fact, I know he has tried, and he's tried, and so I guess Billy is going to have to either try to figure out, how we can get to him.
I see. It says he must accept your contact.
Yeah, yes.
I show him as being online. Oh, there he is. There he is. Can you bring him in or should I?
I do have our guests for tonight. My gosh. Billy Hayes and Ilana Freeland are with us. Our show is a 55-minute show, so we're gonna have about 40, maybe 45 minutes or less, actually. But so we're going to make quick time of this as much as possible and get as much information. Billy Hayes has his bio. You have to go to my website or his website, somebody, and read his full bio, number one, because it's amazing, folks, what this man has gone through. And Ilana Freeland, bless her heart, this lady, she is – busier than the President of the United States. And, Ilana, I want to thank you and Billy both for you for coming back on my show. And uh-huh. And Billy, I want to thank you. And I'm so sorry to hear that you have been you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
My gosh. That's not a good place to be. And we were sorry to hear that. But you know something? You must be a very, very what's the word I want to say? Dedicated individual that you're willing to be on the radio while you're in the hospital. So let's do this, folks. Tonight our topic is iAzine atmosphere and space fence future. Now, there's a lot of you out there that have no clue what that means, and I got to be honest with you. I didn't know what a space fence future really meant. And after I did some research, Ilana and Billy, I tell you what, I'm going to kind of go back and forth with you on this, because this is, to me, it's almost like it's a fairy tale as far as what the Air Force or the government is telling us. And yet it's scary in the respects of what it can really do, as far as what I found anyway. And maybe you can set me straight and our audience straight. And first of all, I'll start with you on that, Ilana, if I could.
Sure. If I could give just a little bit of background on the chemtrails and HARP technology, would that be a good place to start?
That's a very good place.
Yeah, I don't know how much your listeners know. I'm the author of Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. There have been several books written on this same technology. I think the first one would have been Angels Don't Play This Harp by Nick Begich and Gene Manning back in 1995. We have had this technology, which is now going to go by the name of geoengineering, because in the Paris conference coming up in late November, early December, there will be a climate change conference. And at this climate change conference, big decisions are being made. And in my mind, what I foresee is that this program will be legitimized. And at the same time, it will be decided how the carbon taxes are to be allocated, who's to collect them, how they're to be collected, what the penalty will be if a nation does not pay its carbon taxes. And all of this in the name of climate change, and another term they use is global warming. They've used extreme weather. All the mainstream media are on board with this cover story that what is producing the strange weather is has to do with carbons and has to do with greenhouse gases. And this couldn't be further from the truth. What is really going on, as I spell out in my book, is we have a military program gone completely wacko. And what they're doing is they're with ionospheric heaters like HARP, like the one up in Gakona, but it's certainly not the only one. There are these ionospheric heaters are all over the world. We have a grid being set up, which will be the ultimate in surveillance, the ultimate in being weaponized for individual and population frequency and pulsing. This is a what I call the planetary lockdown. And the space fence actually began back with the SDI program, the Strategic Defense Initiative, a long time ago under Reagan, Cheney, and George H.W. Bush, and that was in 1983. And then the space fence and the Star Wars program, as it was called, were shut down for a while, or at least they went black, actually. And what was needed was an ionized atmosphere. And that's where the experiments that were run through HARP up in Gakona, Alaska, come in. And because of the about 15 years of experimentation that we've now had, they have learned a lot and have been able to ionize the atmosphere. And what that means is the atmosphere now that we're breathing is like an antenna. It's battery ready. It's electrical. It's like a microwave, full on. And what this is not just for weather engineering, which is going on right now and has been for years as they've been experimenting with fine-tuning it, getting it to work. Billy, if he's not feeling too badly in the hospital, could talk about how we went from analog to digital and that it wasn't just about our TVs in our homes. This was a huge change that has availed the electrifying of the atmosphere for countless wireless operations. And in the book, I name seven operations that this has to do with, and only one of them is weather and environmental modification. But we can see that most easily, and that's why most people concentrate on that, though there are six other operations. And if it'll work, I'll just go ahead and name them. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Before you do that, I want to tell you, when you talk about how far back this goes, and I'm not trying to throw anything off, but you know, I found an old book, and Ilana, I don't recall it when you and Lexi was on my show
together. Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. The book was called Clouds of Secrecy. And it was about the Army's germ warfare tests over populated areas.
Yes.
Now this book is an old book, and it goes back quite a ways. But I think the only reason I brought that up was maybe this has the same kind of ties as what we're talking about tonight. So, with that said, let's continue on, Ilana, please.
Oh no, that's true. The Clouds of Secrecy. I name that book in my book and discuss it, because you can go all the way back to World War I, actually, and probably even to the Napoleonic Wars, when the military was, and name whichever military you want, was bent upon weather control. Because weather certainly undermines the best of general strategies. So experimentation with clouds, with cloud seeding, how to, you know, in a drought area, draw mm-hmm. the rain clouds, how to make the rain clouds go away, how to make extreme weather happen against the enemy. All of this has been a number one agenda of the military, no question about it. So we could go back, we could see during the chemical warfare of World War I, you can see that they're laying what we might be able to term cirrus clouds over the warfare area in the fields of France. So what we are undergoing, and that's the important part, is one of the agendas is chemical warfare, biological warfare. It isn't just that they're dropping heavy metals on us in order to conduct the electricity that they want to conduct for their operations. It's that we're breathing in all manner of nanoparticulates dedicated to varying military agendas. And that's why I tried to section it out in these seven agendas, which are, I have to give credit to the independent scientist Clifford Carnicom for, because it's important to see it isn't just about the weather and environment. It's way more serious than that. And the second agenda beyond weather and environmental modification is electromagnetic operations. And that has to do with drawing charged particles out of the upper atmosphere of the ionosphere and into our lower atmosphere, the troposphere, and the use of mainly barium and aluminum, because they're so highly conductive, that keeps this ionized atmosphere active as long as it's being hit with radio frequency and possibly microwaves. So electromagnetic operations is a very big deal. That segues into military operations, all the way from fueling low-orbiting platforms to space war operations up in the upper atmosphere. And that, of course, has to do with the space fence, which I'll get to. So then the fourth operation is the biological chemical operations. And I don't know, Neil, if you've had people on your show regarding Morgellons, but this is where the Morgellons comes in, biotechnical delivery of biowarfare components via nanotechnology. And if people don't know what nanotech means, it's you're talking 1 micron thick. I mean, tiny, 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 beyond belief. And this can also, these biological chemical components on the nano scale, can be used for mind control. And you did mention that to me.
Yes, that was one of the things I was going to ask you about, because I have used the Morgellons term has been used on my show. I didn't mean to interrupt you, because the reason I was going to ask you this, Ilana, is because with these frequencies, as we radio frequencies or whatever we want to call them, in layman's terms, I'm referring to, and the things that are happening to people. I'm just going to give you a quick question, and this is just a personal question of my own. I have seen chemtrails myself, okay? And I know the difference. I mean, since I have been following the chemtrail program, believe me, I have recognized the difference. And my question to you is this. Everybody I have talked to has been just bombarded with allergies and sinuses and sore throats and bronchial conditions. Is there any connection?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like I say, it's been 15 years now, and it's over every geographic area I can imagine. In the book, I only talk about NATO countries, because those I could document. But I know that there are chemtrails over China, Iran, Russia. So because the atmosphere is one whole balloon, and we live inside that balloon, we are all breathing all of it. And of course, the Fukushima, and I do go deeply into that topic in the book, because of this technology was involved in creating that terrible incident in Japan. Now we're all experiencing that plume of radioactivity. So when you think of what we're breathing on a nanoscale, and that this nanoscale can go easily beyond the blood-brain barrier. And so what is it doing to our lungs? What is it doing to our blood system? We're carrying all these, and that's including biologicals, which have been genetically engineered. We have all of this now in our system, and we are a massive experiment on planet Earth. And the problem I'm having with this, the primary problem, besides the fact that we have psychopaths running our country, is that no one's being informed. Because if you're informed of something, I do believe you can defend yourself in some way, such as, in this case, taking care of your immune system. The immune system is everything in this. Recently, Clifford Carnicom and his wife visited me, and we stayed up late talking about this necessity of learning how to live for the sake of a strong immune system. And that's what I'm recommending to everyone who are all wringing their hands and filled with fear, which, by the way, is very acid-forming and not good for the immune system. So yeah. I'm completely not a fan of fear, and I personally have no fear because, we need to educate the public, since our government and our media, the so-called First Amendment media, is refusing to do so. So, yes, all of those things. Including, we could even go to Alzheimer's. We can look at autism. All of these things are slow cook death. And that seems to be what the military industrial intelligence complex that is in charge of this terrible program is depending on, is that this is a slow cook path to death. They can document it. They can hack into hospital records, clinic records. They can follow the progression of what people are undergoing in various geographic areas. And we are not getting the same chemical mix as every area. It is very organized. I would say equally organized to what the Nazis were able to do with the concentration camps, with all of their IBM and IT&T lists. It is phenomenal, and that people bury their head and don't want to really know this. I understand the emotional impact to realize that it's yet one more thing that we have to think about regarding our government. But I am a strong proponent of the power of knowledge. I remember, you know, knowledge is power, scientia est potentia. And so that's why I give pretty much all of my life now to this issue, in order to educate the public so they can defend themselves.
Well, I have to tell you, Ilana, it's amazing the knowledge that people don't have, or the lack of knowledge, I should say, don't have about this the HARP situation, the radio frequency, the mind control, the health control, the weather control. There's so many things involved, and I want to ask you a kind of a little step further, and I know I'm going a little deeper, and I don't want to get away from what you're talking about, because this started, well, actually, I found out about HARP from a gentleman by the name of Steve Ellswick, who was at that time the editor for what was called Extraordinary Science, which was connected with the Tesla Society.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, so that goes back to the 90s when I originally found out about HARP, and he back then even said, when it was really being first developed, or in his, you know, when I first became aware of it, let me rephrase that, the dangers that this was going to create and what was going to happen to the people that were even involved with HARP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I guess where I'm going with this is what is the total, I want you to expand on this, because I really believe that Billy's in a situation right now where he's not going to be able to join us for the moment. Okay. So I want you to try to please expand on this, the further dangers, if you can. I mean, is there a possibility, and I'm going to use this conspiratorial term, okay?
Uh-huh.
Is there a possibility that because of all the technology that we have today, which – if it's used good, if it's used right, it's for the good. If it's used bad, we know what's going to be the result. But is there a possibility of, with these radio waves, these frequency rays, let me rephrase that, frequency waves, is there any possibility of somebody walking down the street and boom, they've been zapped?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wrote an article on those electromagnetic weapons used for targeting individuals. It was printed in Nexus magazine last October, November, in which I go thoroughly through as many of the weapons as at that time I knew about, and I'm sure I missed a few. And I, because this is all tied together in the electromagnetic era we're living in, and most people have not taken science or had science or thought about science probably since high school. And it's too bad, because we're living in a technological era. Our government is no longer a republic nor a democracy. It is a technocracy. And in order to prepare our children and grandchildren, we really need to know about this technology. It has the capability of, because the atmosphere is now ionized, the capability of a satellite bouncing signals off of cell towers and sending a pulse to an entire population over a large geographic area to make these people acquiescent, to make them indifferent, to make them even violent. When the Ferguson, Missouri incident happened, I read very carefully to see again the lines of how suddenly things became violent. Whenever you see that word suddenly, I wondered if the frequency had been changed. They can triangulate it and hit a small area of a city. They can hit the entire city. So this is crucial. As far as one individual dropping, that can be done with handheld weapons. And as you know, the CIA has for at least two or three decades had the capability of creating heart attacks and brain aneurysms, so that they look entirely natural. And there's it's a coward's silent warfare technology. It can be done because it's invisible. There's no needle marks, there's no burn marks. This was seen in the Iraq War early on, the second Iraq War, when physicians were confused over people being brought in to the emergency room, and there was no penetration of the skin anywhere, and yet their organs inside were melting. So this is what living in an electromagnetic age, far beyond the light bulb, far beyond a cell phone, when you have psychopaths with their fingers on the button. And I think this is why Billy has basically given all of his life now to this in the last more than a decade. I'm now on the bandwagon. We see this as being the worst. This is Manhattan Project 2. And that's why it's so secret. The Manhattan Project itself was unknown to most Americans until it was over. This is the same way. There's nothing new, except it's just new toys that are not non-lethal at all. They're highly, highly lethal. And the reason I bring in HARP, HARP technology, because it isn't just HARP up in Gakona. That was shut down for 2 years. It's been retooled now, and it's back and up and running. But it's only one of many of these. And we had, before HARP, before Nick Begich's book, that's what really did it. He broke a story that really took off because the internet was just getting going then, and everyone latched on to that very nifty little acronym HARP. But we had ISCAD in Norway before then. We had Arecibo down in Puerto Rico. There was the Sura over in Russia. There were many of them.
But we got India. We got India. We got the UK, and like you said, we even Long Island here, and in our own country. And what you're saying is absolutely correct.
Uh-huh.
But we could go on and on about how many locations there are, for crying out loud, and maybe even what countries are in control of them, et cetera, et cetera. You know, this is almost like Ilana, and I'm not trying to make this sound like a funny thing. This is almost like a science fiction movie.
Well, isn't that how they prepare us for the future? They do all this preemptive programming in movies and on television series, so that, it isn't just to prepare us for the future, a technological future already happening. It's also to make us feel that it's, as you're feeling, unbelievable. And we get this sort of vague feeling that there's no way to really grasp a hold of this. And that, to me, is cognitive dissonance. And that's what I fight. That's the cognitive dissonance that Americans are under is just so thick and so debilitating. It makes people have no confidence in themselves. They can't think anymore. They can't think in straight line because of our terrible education system. So, this has been prepared over decades, because now let's just go where this is going. We've got the ionized atmosphere. It's ionized all the time. We've got the weather engineering in place. We've got the means by which to deliver biologicals and chemicals, and that includes our vaccination programs that amazingly people are waking up to, that vaccinations are not the way to go. I didn't vaccinate my children, and I was called a murderer for that. But I knew, even back that, decades now, I knew that it would weaken their immune system, and so I did not vaccinate them. We have, there are, the space fence is back.
That's what I want to talk about.
yeah. We've got to get the space fence, because this is how the lockdown's going to be. What happened, Billy explained to me very carefully quite a while ago, that when we had the Star Wars Defense System, the SDI, under Reagan, and then we even had it under Clinton, and it was renamed the Ballistic Defense System, but it had gone basically black. And what they were missing was the power needed to retain a wireless atmosphere for all their operations, what the military likes to call C4, command, control, communications, and cyber warfare. So they needed something that could really get the juice from the ionosphere, and that was definitely HAARP. And now that they have the cell phones out, they brought the cell phones out so that they could get those cell towers up. They have to have the cell towers in certain geographic locations. So they had to have the 1996 act that gave them the power to put the towers anywhere they darn well pleased. Right. And communities have no rights in that private property. No, they can come on and put them in there. So everything was about setting up the ground-based aspect of the space fence. They retooled the Gwen Towers, the Ground Wave Emergency Networks. They have the NEXRADs all the way across the nation that move our storms and can create high or low pressure areas. They were busy as bees getting everything ready down here to do a lock-in with what's above us. And now that has been accomplished. And we are now going to be living in a space fence lockdown that will give access anywhere, anytime, to anyone on the planet. And I know that it looks like, oh, well, Russia's our enemy again, and you know, and China's not cooperating, and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that the elite globalists at the top, the ones... they are all in alignment on the absolute control feature of getting that space fence into position. And that is happening as I speak.
Ilana, let me ask you this question, because, you know, of course, they're selling the idea of the space fence just to get rid of the junk that's out in space.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a selling point on their part to make people buy into it. To me, it's no different than we know that there is false federal posts of conspiracy theories put on different, sites such as Facebook or Twitter or whatever it might be. It doesn't matter. So this is just another PR piece of work, as far as I'm concerned, to sell their idea that the space fence is really good and it's just to get rid of all the good junk that's out there that's floating around in space. When reality, what you're saying is they're trapping us, the whole world, into this. Thank you to the world bankers, if I can use that term, and I'm going to use another term, the one world movement or government. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you agree or disagree, but maybe you can correct me on this.
No, it's the you can call it what you want, Agenda 21. Now they're going to rename that Agenda 2030 at the conference happening in New York this month. It's another UN conference, Sustainable Development, the 25th through the 27th, I think. And they're setting up global governance, and the governance will come through the carbon taxes. And if nations do not pay their taxes, they can be muscled by the weather warfare technology. They can be brought to their knees with a drought, as California right now is being brought to its knees. They can flood places. They can bring tornadoes. They can ramp up hurricanes. All of the hurricanes I know of that were particularly damaging from Katrina, Haiti, Sandy in New York and New Jersey, all of these were created in the HAARP era. And so we've got to remember that the C4, the command, control, communications, and cyber warfare, this is the feature that is binding the global elites together to really come to a full spectrum dominance, and that's why I entitled the book Chemtrails, Harp, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth. At that time, I did
and
not...
And I have that book, by the way.
Yes, and I did not realize at the time I wrote that book that of how important the space fence was going to be. It's really Billy Hayes that has clued me into that, because Billy is known as the Harp Man. Billy has been up on all those towers and has basically sacrificed his health for the sake of all those towers, for the defense contractors that worked for certain three-letter agencies. So, you know, a tremendous sacrifice for the knowledge that Billy has. And I really could not write the Space Fence book, which I'm working on now, without Billy and him backing me up with his incredible amount of knowledge.
And I wish, I hope that there, that possibly, Lana, that when Billy is feeling better, that maybe the three of us can have a show again, because I really want to expand on this again. I've done part two series on quite a few of my shows because so often there's so much to cover that you know, it's just impossible to get everything all in one show. And I would love to have both of you on again if you're agreeable, because you're not only are you so knowledgeable, and I'm going to tell my audience right now, I don't comment on Facebook. Because that's where my site is located, where people can get to my website easiest, as well as I'm on Twitter and et cetera. But anyway, my point getting is I follow Ilana. She may not realize it, but I do follow her. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this lady is absolutely right on target. And if you think that she's not, I dare you to challenge her. I'm serious. And I hope, Ilana, that hope Billy's still listening, that we can arrange a time when Billy is feeling better and you have more time, because I know how busy you are, that we can do another show and continue on with this, because this is just too important to ignore, and we have to get the word out to people, because everybody has their own agenda. We know that.
Yes, and everyone's inundated by one thing after another. I mean, things are moving. Don't you feel it? Don't you? How rapidly everything's moving now, and I do feel that what's happening. We're being pushed with a tremendous amount of little knowledge here, a little knowledge there, but we don't have the way to consolidate it. We don't have the way it fits together and what it means to us. Oh yes, this is number one, because this is the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the food we eat. This cannot be beaten, and yet it is top secret national security. And I am just hoping that more is going to come out in the next few months.
That's something else. You just brought me to two different things I wanted to ask you, because I have heard so much. You know, about that HAARP does not have any military patrol to keep people out of there at all. That's number one, which I, if I'm not mistaken, that is a very phony story. I could be wrong, and maybe you can correct me. And secondly, I want to ask you about this El Nino that they're talking about moving in for this winter.
Mm-hmm.
If this has a connection to HAARP as well. And if you could answer those two questions for me, because we were running short of time, I can already see that. I would love to have you answer those if you possibly can or have an answer.
Well, one, when Billy, as far as guarding HAARP, Billy would be better to answer that than I.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, how much damage can you do to acres of phased array antennas? I don't know what the guard situation is up there. Billy has contacts who are still up there.
Okay.
As far as the HAARP, when you use the term HAARP, do me a big favor and say HAARP technology. That'll
Thank
be
you.
Because HAARP is not as peanuts now. They have toned it down. It is not the powerhouse that it was, because it all of this needs to operate in phase. If we're going to have a space fence that's in lockdown and that they know where everyone is and they have surveillance, they have sound equipment, you would not believe they can see the postage stamp from hundreds of miles above us. So all of that has to be at a certain pulse, a certain phase. And that's why HARP has been brought in, and it's only one of the ionospheric heaters now, but it is still very functional. And that goes into scalar technology, and it is. It's a huge subject. And the exciting thing is I'm learning, too. I mean, I'm a real ace researcher, and I'm pretty smart, but I am learning so much by doing the research to write these books. I invite people to ask to be part of my closed Facebook group. It's yes. Ilana Freeland, Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum. You know, send me a request. I'll go to your Facebook site and I'll see just how serious you are about issues. And if it looks like you're somebody that I want part of my, I have like 1,500 members, then I will invite you. But otherwise, you can just go to the site and look at all of the things we're all putting up. I'm so amazed by the research people are doing. Not PhDs, real people. Are really on this. There are lots of us.
You know, I got to tell you one thing. There was, and I can't remember that it was. All I know is the gal that played on Everybody Loves Raymond. His part that played his wife. She has a new show, and her mother baked a birthday cake on one of her new shows, and it has an airplane, and it has looks like you know
chemtrails.
She even said it was chemtrails. I just wanted to bring that to your attention because it was brought to my attention anyway. So I didn't mean to interrupt you on that. But
okay.
Now, what about now? Is there? I don't know if we got some time, but do you have time to give us a little story? I mean, is there any connection with what they're predicting our weather is going to be like for this winter with the what I'm talking about as far as the El Nino?
Did I just hear Billy?
Yep.
Billy, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, uh-huh. Billy, you talk about El Nino. You do that.
What he's asking is, yes, it is.
What do you think's going on? What's going on with El Nino this winter?
Okay. As the jet stream is being lowered even more this year, it's flatlining into, or the loops are lower into the United States. We are going to see more persistency of El Nino than ever before in written history. And it's going to be due to the fact that it's going to be doing large loops covering the whole United States all in long-term times. And yeah, it is part of the new maneuvering by the Space Fence and HARP Technologies.
Now, Billy, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to ask you real quickly because of our time situation. Does this all tie into what's going on with the drought and the fires, et cetera, that's going on in California and other parts of our country?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you sit down and put the dots together, everybody can see that all these fires are contagion to the drought, and to the drought is the weather, and to the weather is a lack of moisture, and the moisture is going elsewhere in the world. Where we're having a drought, now they're having layouts of extreme
flooding
elsewhere in the world, where they were in drought systems before. I mean, it's just a maneuvering of the weather systems.
And part of what I see is that it's been sort of show and tell for several months now in preparation for getting to the Paris conference. They've done a lot of experimenting with the weather, and now they're feeling their oats and moving systems and doing this and that in order to say, see, we know how to do this. We can control it.
Just this last year, the persistency of typhoons and hurricanes in the Pacific, it's a great display of what is to come. We've had the largest typhoons, four of them at a time in the Pacific, endlessly for the last 3 months. Typhoon after typhoon after typhoon, hitting Philippines, hitting China, hitting all over the Pacific. I mean, there is a specific channeling of weather that is going on. And
They're concerned right now about a tsunami hitting California and what is it, Hawaii?
Absolutely. And you know, this is not just the weather. This is earthquakes. This is everything that has to do with terraforming this Earth.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about conspiracies. We're talking about, you know, because as we said earlier, Ilana, conspiracies, some of them are true, but there are many that are false. Some of those that come true can be very dangerous, and we need to pay attention. This is not a conspiracy. This is fact. And I know that when this Paris Convention is done, I think I need to do a show on the results of this with either possibly you or Patrick Rodick or somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because I think we need to find out what the results of this is.
Yeah, I mean, most conferences just come and go, and it's just sort of a control feature. But this one, I believe that they're going to figure out who's going to have the decision-making power for geoengineering, and that's a big deal.
Okay, well, I think what I couldn't quite tell for sure, but I know my engineer said we're running very short on time. And okay, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. And Ilana, Billy, I want to thank you so much. I hope I can get you both back on, Billy, when you're feeling better so we can do another show. Is that agreeable with both of you?
Agreed.
Yes, fine.
Okay, and we're going to do more about HARP technology. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. I want to thank Ilana Freeland, Billy Hayes for being on our show. This is Neil Douglas. This has been American Truth Finders. And remember, bbsradio.com, americantruthfinders.com. And the podcast will be available probably, I usually tell, by Monday afternoon or Tuesday morning. And if you missed the show or if you know anybody that's missed the show, tell them to tune in. You'll find it on either going to my archives or go to BBS Archives and hit live talk shows and you'll find us. And in the meantime, have a great 2 weeks. We'll see you in 2 weeks from tonight, ladies and gentlemen, God willing.